When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I walk a straight line, shackle and chain. Oh, gruesome Gertie is calling my name. There is no mercy in this penitentiary. Just ask the Hill String Gang, Rango the Three.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Bloody
Angola,
a podcast 142 years in the making.
Complete story of America's bloodiest prison.
I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Woody Everton.
And we're going to continue with this series, Extreme Heat. This is the second part of that series. And when we left you in part one, we completed reviewing the civil lawsuit that those four inmates specifically filed against Bloody Angola.
And they were representing 150 inmates total.
And basically, y'all, they were wanting the judge to halt outside work in Angola when the temperature reaches above 88 degrees. Stupid. Calling that an Eighth Amendment violation against cruel and unusual punishment. So, before we get into what the judge ruled in this case, Woody and I thought it'd be prudent to give you an idea of who these guys are and what they did to be placed in prison, because that's important.
Right. And that's matters. And that's just the four who are representing the other 150 assholes. They're all in there for rape and murder and all the nastiness.
That's right. But we're going to cover the four that are specifically named as the plaintiffs in this lawsuit. And we're going to start it off with Darius Williams. And I'm going to tell you about Darius Williams. He was convicted of second-degree murder. And I'm just going to give you some short facts on his case. So shortly before 4 a.m. on August 30th of 2008, 17-year-old Darius Williams and an accomplice were involved in a shooting at a house in Shreveport, Louisiana. They were looking for a man with whom a friend of theirs was having a dispute with over a girl. The defendant fired 15 shots, and when I say defendant, I'm referring to Darius, from an SKS assault rifle into the house. The accomplice fired an AK-47 assault rifle until it jammed after firing approximately four shots. A 17-month-old baby inside the house was shot and killed in his playpen. The baby's parents and three siblings were uninjured. An adult guest in the house suffered three gunshot wounds as well. The man who Darius was trying to kill, the baby's uncle, did not live at the house and was not present at the time of the murder. During the investigation, Darius was identified as a suspect. The police interviewed him, and eventually he was charged and then convicted of second-degree murder of a 17-month-old child with an assault rifle. He was sentenced to life in prison without the benefit of parole, probation, or suspension of sentence.
Yeah, and he admitted to knowing there were people in the house and all that, and he just shot it up anyway, right? He killed a little baby.
Yeah, so that's what he did. He's worried about the heat.
Well, yeah, he's worried about the heat. So Nate Walker out of Donaldsonville, y'all, he was sentenced by a judge. He was 28 years old. He was convicted of armed robbery in Donaldsonville, and he was sentenced to 66 years in prison. And Nate Walker had robbed Coco Treasure's Chest back in June of 2007. Coco's Treasure Chest, y'all, is like these video poker casinos that they have in truck stops and stuff. But he was armed with handguns, and him and accomplice forced the owner to the ground, hit him with the gun, and then scooped up the jewelry in the store. I'm sure cash, too. But the judge gave Walker his sentence without the possibility of parole. Let me tell you something. You would think 66 years is a long time. It's not. I had a guy and a girl who were robbing people here in Livingston Parish, and he took it to trial, and he got 80 years. But the maximum you can get for armed robbery in the state of Louisiana is 99. So, but 66 years without benefit of parole, you're going to die.
Yeah.
And you were 28. You're 66, you do the math. And Nate's in the field. He don't like the heat.
He don't like the heat.
He don't like the heat.
Well, Demarius Jackson doesn't like the heat either. And on April 12th of 2002, he was found guilty of one count of second-degree murder and one count of attempted second-degree murder after a trial by a jury. He was sentenced to concurrent jail terms of life and 49 years at hard labor without benefit of parole, probation, or suspension of sentence. And basically, in Jackson's case, it was a drug deal gone bad. He ended up shooting and killing somebody and shooting somebody else, but they didn't die. And he is in Angola, been there since 2002, and he is
life. Plus.
Life plus 49. And
You know, I actually got some comments on this episode, Jim. People were outraged about this lawsuit. But let's go to Myron Smith. Now, y'all, Myron Smith was convicted of first degree murder in the shooting death of 14-year-old Andrea Brooks and was sentenced to life imprisonment without the benefit of parole, probation, or suspension of the sentence. And he could have got the death penalty. But according to the facts of the case, he committed a gang-related drive-by shooting into a residence where nine people were present, including seven children ranging in age from 9 years old to 17 years old, with a 14-year-old being killed, right? Mm. Now, Myron, as we told you in the first episode, is somewhat a celebrity in Angola amongst inmates, because he won the Guts and Glory competition at the Angola Rodeo a record 21 times. And yeah, he's been covered by the national press and has write-ups in all the big papers, including from USA Today. A broken arm, torn ligaments, and a life sentence cannot stop Myron Smith. He is a Louisiana cowboy. This is Angola prison where Smith serves life for first-degree murder. An hour northwest of Baton Rouge, past church signs that flash "Jesus didn't come to condemn," over rolling hills and forested ravines, Louisiana Highway 66 reaches a dead end just before the Mississippi border. The land is a former slave plantation, named after the county many of its slaves originated from. Angola is the largest it's the country, y'all, Angola and Africa nationally. But Angola is the largest maximum security prison in the United States, and it houses nearly 5,000 prisoners, about 85% of whom are serving life sentences on the 18,000-acre plot of farmland. Now, since the 1960s, every Sunday in October, Angola has turned into a Wild West-style rodeo. The two-lane highway leading to the prison is packed with motorists seeking a form of entertainment likened to the days of Caesar. For $20, thousands of visitors flock to rural Louisiana to witness the wildest show in the South, formerly known as the Angola Prison Rodeo. Prisoners compete in traditional rodeo events like bull riding and bareback riding, and also some unconventional and even gruesome competitions. Now, Smith has competed in the rodeo since 2006. I have a lot of excitement and adrenaline for the stuff, he said. It's an adventure. And on one October Sunday, Smith summed up his pregame feelings with one word, hungry. Smith's event is the finale, Guts and Glory, where prisoners compete to grab a poker chip tied to the forehead of a confused and enraged 2,000-pound bull. He's won the event 21 times. He also competes in the wild cow milking, where two teammates try to restrain a bull while Smith attempts to retrieve a dollop of milk for the judges. During the rest of the year, he works on the prison farm, cutting grass. At the rodeo, he can make anywhere from $200 to $2,000, an exorbitant amount of money in a place where prisoners typically make about 2 to 75 cents an hour. Smith said he sends the money home to take care of his kids and grandkids. Well,
there you go. So he's the fourth.
Well, you know what? That little 14-year-old he killed never gets anybody to take care of her.
No, he doesn't. And so the important thing there is we wanted to give you an idea of what these guys did, because that does matter. Yeah. That plays a part. And as Woody said, there's 150 of these guys total, but these are the ones that are actually named the plaintiffs. And so we were able to pull up a little bit about what they did. We wanted to give that to you. Now, what do you think happened? What do you think happened when this lawsuit was filed? Well, a federal judge has to respond to that and, you know, grant or deny what's going on. And a federal judge did. A federal judge heard the case, and you may be surprised at what happened. A federal judge in Baton Rouge has ordered that Louisiana State Penitentiary in Angola to immediately improve conditions for some inmates required to work as farm laborers, while a lawsuit claiming inhumane conditions in Louisiana's extreme heat goes to trial. In an order filed in Louisiana Middle District Court Tuesday, Judge Brian A. Jackson gave an opinion partially in favor of the plaintiffs in the ongoing case, ordering officials to quickly correct what he calls glaring deficiencies in heat-related policies for Angola's farm line. This is an incredible victory for all of the men who are incarcerated in Angola, that from Linda Wright of the Promise of Justice Initiative, who is an attorney for the plaintiffs. Now, in September of 2023, 8 inmates and Voice of the Experience, a Louisiana criminal justice reform nonprofit, filed suit against the Secretary of the Department of Public Safety, James LeBlanc, Angola warden Timothy Hooper, and others alleging cruel and unusual punishment and forced labor on the facility's farm line in temperatures too hot to safely work. Relief is required to preserve and protect human health and safety, especially as the summer heat arrives in full force, Jackson wrote in his decision, going against the state. Prison leaders had argued such an order was premature since a final decision has not been reached in the case. Jackson ordered the warden to immediately make changes on the prison's farm line, including addressing lack of shade and adequate rest for laborers, providing workers with sunscreen, creating a procedure for inmates with health conditions affected by the heat, and he has required the prison to develop additional policies to protect inmates when the heat index reaches extreme values. The court finds that the dangers for incarcerated persons working in high heat environments on the farm line is open and obvious, Jackson wrote, adding that the state was deliberately indifferent in adopting measures to account for the rising temperatures. Department of Public Safety and Corrections spokesman Ken Pastorak said Tuesday the agency strongly disagrees with the court's overall ruling and has filed a notice of appeal with the 5th District. Wright said the suit's ultimate goal is to end the farm line, a punitive labor program where she believes adequate safety is not possible. These people are really suffering, and there is unnecessary. It's cruel, and the court recognizes what the evidence demonstrates, she said. In the original complaint, plaintiffs claim regular dehydration and dizziness due to forced labor. Temperatures in Angola reached 90 degrees or higher for 26 days in June of 2023. And so in his ruling, Jackson gave the state little time to remedy conditions at the facility. Given the serious nature at stake here, defendants shall propose remedies within 7 days, Jackson wrote. An additional hearing to address the proposed remedies may also take place, the judge added. Though a victory for the plaintiffs in this case set for a jury trial beginning September 30th, the judge did not order the farm line to be shut down during recent periods of extreme heat. Citing corrections attorneys' arguments that agricultural labor does not cease in the South in high temperatures, Jackson did not grant requests for a temporary shutdown. Still, the possibility of shutting the farm line down as well as awarding further relief to the defendants remain a possibility as the trial will hear arguments in the coming months. We'll have the full monopoly of the full range of evidence to support our claim that from the attorneys. So when all of that happens, y'all, Louisiana, the state, and obviously the other people being sued, they have to respond to that decision. So as it stood before Louisiana's response, there were a lot of things that that judge said Angola had to enact within 7 days. He didn't say they had to quit working on the farm line, but you've got to have rust breaks. You've got to have shade.
Clean water.
You've got to have
sunscreen.
Sunscreen. Hey, y'all. It may be moving towards the end of another summer, but that doesn't mean I can quit watching what I eat. We all know home-cooked meals are so much better for you, but you don't always have time to pull it off. But with HelloFresh handling all the meal planning, shopping, and most of the prep, it's easier than ever to get dinner on the table quick and painless. There's always new flavors to explore with an ever-changing menu of 50 recipes to choose from every week. Just pick your meals and your delivery date. It's that simple. With summer in the rearview mirror and busier days ahead, now is the perfect time to save money when it comes to your dinner routine. Skip the meal planning and grocery store lines and cut down on food waste with HelloFresh's convenient doorstep delivery and pre-measured ingredients. My favorite aspect of HelloFresh is the vast array of menu options. Look, I can burn out on eating the same things over and over again, but with HelloFresh, I don't ever run out of options. Y'all, I tried the spinach one pan chicken last week, and all I can say is my mouth is still watering. It was that good. For free breakfast for life, go to HelloFresh.com/freebloodyangola. One free breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life just by going to HelloFresh.com/freebloodyangola. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, and I don't disagree with that.
I mean,
you don't want to work motherfucker to death, but I would like to be on it. They don't want me to be on that jury. And
yeah.
The inmates are jumping for joy because it's a temporary thing. Now going to jury trial, the inmates are jumping for joy and they got exactly what they wanted, which is some changes, right? Any change to their benefit they think is good. Well, let me tell you how Louisiana responded to the federal order to keep the farm line workers at Angola safe in high heat. And I'll read this to you, y'all. The state of Louisiana responded to a federal judge's order that they keep farm line workers at Louisiana State Penitentiary safe while working in extreme heat. The proposal, filed Friday, July 19th, includes some new elements and a commitment to better document what they said was already working. In his order, U.S. Judge Brian Jackson has flagged that some policies the state had deemed had seen to be inconsistent and or poorly documented. On July 2nd, he ordered the state change policies and procedures around the farm line program at the prison commonly called Angola. His order only applied to the plans and procedures that take effect when the temperatures are 88 degrees Fahrenheit or hotter, which is all the time in Louisiana. It required the state to create more specific policies to keep inmates safe from heat-related health threats, including specific changes to the farm line and updates to policies that affect workers or inmates statewide, including medication lists that make it unsafe to get too hot and medical conditions that determine work duties. And that's, he set a 7-day deadline, like we told y'all. The state appealed the order, all right? And last week, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals determined that the parts of Jackson's stay affecting the whole state correction systems were too broad. Those issues are stayed pending appeal, which we knew was coming. Two elements, however, tied to the consistent access to shade and rest and better equipment for inmates only affected the farm line and could be handled now. The state previously told the court that about 50 people a day are assigned to the farm line. As of June hearing, the state added 2 10-foot square pop-up tents for the workers to use on their breaks. Pretty ingenious. The practice was implemented on June 24th, and the state agreed to continue providing the tents. When a heat alert is issued, the state is now documenting 5-minute breaks that are required every 30 minutes. The state said it also is still following its previous heat pathology plan. And starting June 21st, the state said all inmates working on the farm line are offered sunscreen, and field officers keep sunscreen on them and offer it to the workers. The state wrote that Jackson's order only noted lace-up boots as a potential issue in the equipment policy. The court noted that work boots are included in the policy, and the state said the court believed those to be rubber boots. One defendant said they prefer the rubber boots. Lace-up boots are provided and will continue to be provided, the state said. You know what those are called?
Bergans.
Bergans, that's right. All right. So the defendants in the suit, which include Voice of the Experience, that boat we told y'all about, and 7 men incarcerated in Angola, have not yet responded in online court filings for the Louisiana Middle District. And one of the inmates' defendants has recently asked to be dropped from the suit. So the argument over heat protections is part of a larger ongoing lawsuit about the work conditions at the prison. And an initial complaint was filed in the Middle District of Louisiana in September. Plaintiffs argue conditions are cruel and violate the Americans with Disability Act, right? So the Promise of Justice Initiative, right behind bars, and Paul Weiss, Rifkind, Warden, and Garrison LLP represent the plaintiffs. And we told y'all who the defendants are, which is the Secretary of the James LeBlanc, Warden Timothy Hooper, Director of Prison Enterprise, Missy Stagg, Department of Public Health and Safety and Corrections and Prison Enterprises. So they're going back and forth. The pop-up tent, let me tell you something. You put up a pop-up tent in the middle of a 100-plus degree field in the middle of summer, you know what? All it does gives you a darker place to be fucking hot. This ain't the north does. Where you go in a shade tree and you actually it's 20 degrees cooler like in Wisconsin. Down here, because of the humidity, you go in there, it might be fucking hotter in that tent. But they got it.
Yeah, they got it, and it keep you out of the actual sun, and the rays of the sun.
And you got some sunscreen.
The heat's still going to be there, yeah?
That's some sunscreen.
Well, what they did was they responded to that, and Woody alluded to this, but I'm going to go a little bit deeper into it, and that is that the Court of Appeal issued a stay on the seven-day order that Judge Brian Jackson set up for Angola. And I'm going to read you just a little bit on that. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has agreed to stay part of the order that the lower court issued that will require the state to make a plan to better protect inmates sentenced to farm work at Louisiana State Penitentiary. U.S. Judges James Ho, Irma Ramirez, and Corey Wilson issued a new unpublished order late Friday, July 12th, they vacated a previous administrative stay and partially granted a stay pending appeal. They agreed that the state made some valid arguments about the order that appealed to statewide policies and procedures, but the requirements that inmate have access to water, rest, and shade while working on the farm line were not too expensive, too broad, or too difficult to be worked on. Look, I do agree they need access to water.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to kill them.
Yeah. U.S. Judge Brian Jackson previously ordered the state of Louisiana to change policies and procedures around the farm line at the prison. His order only applied to the plans and procedures that take effect when the temperatures are 88 degrees Fahrenheit or hotter. But as Woody pointed out, it's always 88 degrees or hotter here, pretty much. It required more specific policies to keep inmates safe from heat-related health threats. The Fifth Circuit granted the administrative stay. Now, while they agreed to stay pending appeal on three of the five issues the state raised, they have denied a stay on two of them. Jackson wanted the state to make sure people on the farm line get adequate shade and rest, reasonable. Two, fix equipment policies to give farm line workers sunscreen and protective clothing.
Right.
Understandable. Right. Make a new and expanded list of medications that can cause heat-related regulation temperatures and possibly make working outdoors in high heat safe. Now, there are some prescription medications out there that if you take them, you really shouldn't be out in the sun.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a true thing.
Well, I had that very one, that super strong antibiotics when I was home.
Yeah,
Actually, for the month and a half, I couldn't go in the sun, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I still have issues. Well, I mean, I can go in the sun now, but I had to take vancomycin for a staph infection many years ago.
Yeah, you know,
almost killed me.
Yeah.
And for years, I'd get out in the sun for 5 minutes and think I was dying.
Yeah.
Make a procedure so that all inmates with health problems can cause variance in their body temperatures basically are issued or given a heat precaution duty status and create a heat related work policy when the heat index reaches or tops 113 degrees Fahrenheit. So there were some things in there that they decided that they kind of agreed with the judge on and didn't really have to think about. And those things they did want Angola to enact. So, I would say, although this doesn't appear, and this is far from over, but I mean, the inmates got some of the things already looking for.
And big victories for them. Yeah.
What do you think about this? What are your thoughts on this, man? Like,
I think that they never expected to get everything, and the jury trial might change it all, but you know. Not really. Yeah, I mean, they're sentenced to hard labor, life at hard labor, however many years at hard labor. That's the law, right?
Right.
So they didn't say that the labor was going to be an air conditioner. But, I mean, you got even to treat their horses probably better than, you know, give them fresh water and do whatever. Give them breaks. You know, you get a five-minute break every 30 minutes. By the time you call the break, get in and have the break, it's probably like more 10 or 15 minute breaks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? By the time they get back on the line, they get back in rhythm, hoeing or doing whatever they're doing. But I mean, I don't disagree that they, I mean, I think we can afford to give them fucking sunscreen and clean water. in a pop-up tent, great. Now get back, get back to work, motherfuckers. You shouldn't have killed that old lady or raped that baby.
Yeah, because there's a whole other side of that where some people will say, you know, well, it should have. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Yeah. And I'm hardcore on it, too. But, I mean, shit, keep them alive. So that's a big industry. Prison industry is big industry. And they're feeding all those. And every one of them they feed, that's less money you and I have to pay out of our pocket.
That's right.
Think about it. People really will start bitching if they shut down all the farmlands and the dairies and everything else that prison industries does, because, I mean, that's millions and millions of dollars
a year. And this isn't the first time necessarily that they've been sued for heat-related stuff, the first time I've seen it going this far.
Yeah, definitely. And the old adage, why do you do it like that? Because it's always been like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really doesn't fly now.
Right.
Yeah, you got to make some changes. You got to be the Department of Corrections is supposed to keep these people, keep us safe from them, and house them and keep them alive.
Right.
So keep them alive, work them. That's what that hard labor. Like Burkane said, church is optional, work is not.
Yeah, you got to work, it sounds like some of the stuff is reasonable and probably needs to be enacted.
You know what?
They're going to always ask for a little more. And look, these prisoners got nothing to do. Man, I'm telling y'all, when I research this stuff, I pull up one guy's name and he's filed 200 lawsuits since he's been behind bars.
That's his hobby.
It's insane.
Yep.
The amount of lawsuits they file.
And they don't have to. They do not have to pay for the filing fees. They do it on indigent funds and stuff like that. So they sit around and they do that all day long. And you know what? They like that fucker from Livingston Parish is still on death row. They found him with gay porn in his cell, and he fucking sued the state and won. And they had to give him his gay porn.
Yeah,
I don't understand that. But they just filing, throwing mud against like a defense attorney, throwing shit against the wall, hoping it sticks.
And look, sometimes it does stick. Yeah, well, I mean,
that guy got his gay porn, and these guys got some sunscreen and cool water.
Yeah, I mean, I know of people that they became their own jailhouse lawyers, so to speak, and really dove into learning the criminal code and civil law and things like that. And they would find small discrepancies that would actually get them out of prison.
Off of a
discrepancy, maybe a judge ruled. I know in one case, I know of someone personally who the judge ruled basically gave them more time than was legal.
Yeah.
So they might, maybe 10 years was what they were supposed to get it at the max, and the judge sentenced them to 13.
Yeah.
Well, eventually that person caught that, and they got out of jail.
Yeah.
And off that technicality.
The jailhouse lawyers, they probably are some of the best lawyers in the world. Because
all they got to do is study
7 days a week, and they're getting paid by not getting raped, and it's a very prestigious position. Like these dudes come through with their folders and shit. I mean, talking about my time in corrections, they come through with their folders and shit, and other inmates are trying to get there and talk to them. They're not even working. They're going back to their dorm and stuff, and inmates are trying to talk to them and. You always see them. They got plenty of canteen and shit like that. I'm sure they're making.
They're
probably the ones making 75 cents an hour. And they're getting zing zings or whatever from other inmates for helping them with the cases and stuff.
Well, it's definitely not someone that you want to get on the wrong side of if you're in jail because, this guy is the guy you're relying on to get you out of jail or find these technicalities. I'm telling you, that's what they do. A lot of them, they know that these inmates were sentenced justly, but they're looking for little technicalities.
That's what they did, and a free defense attorney, basically.
Yeah.
And they have law libraries. I mean, as good as LSU law library.
Oh, yeah.
You can go in there, and it's air conditioner.
And you can stay in there all day.
Yeah, well, they do.
Yeah.
And they're staying there into the night. So, as long as they got COs to watch them and stuff like that. But it's a real deal, and that's a real side of the system. So these, I guarantee the inmate lawyers reached out to these lawyers. right? Yeah. And we're like, hey, this is the deal. And they took it up. And these lawyers getting free press.
They're taking it pro bono. Yeah. Well, it's a nonprofit, so it's you know, they get money from other sources, right, and donations. 100 represent all these inmates. It's 150 inmates, and they that are a part of this organization. So it's all inmate supported.
Well, I'm surprised that there's only 50 work on the line.
Yeah,
I believe it
seems like more than that.
I mean, 50 out of 5,000? So it can't be, because they got 150 that filed the suit.
Yeah.
But they said in there, 50 a day on the line. Well, I'm pretty sure that's an incorrect number.
Yeah.
I brought y'all, it's probably like 500 or 1,000. So anyway, I don't know.
I have to look and see if I can find that number somewhere else.
Yeah, because they fucking did bad shit to get there, man. I mean,
you can't do the time.
They got a whole lot of mercy for him.
But I do agree they need water. I agree. Some of the things that we do here are what separates us from every other country in the world. And then we
treat them better than an animal. They didn't treat their victims like
that. No, they didn't. And if I was someone from those people's families, I'd be like, I don't give a fuck if they ever drink water.
Yeah.
So I get it on that end.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts?
No, that's it. I love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you, patrons. Y'all rock. We couldn't do it without you. Just love y'all.
All right. And until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
We're your hosts of Bloody
Angola,
a podcast 142 years in the making.
Complete story of America's bloodiest prison.
Peace.
I walk a straight line, shackled and chained. Oh, Gruesome Gertie is calling my name. There is no mercy in this penitentiary. Just ask the Hill String Gang, Rango the Three.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.